You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're Together is an electronic music project that consists of New Zealand radio host DJ Nick Dwyer and Auckland-based producer DJ Dick Johnson. We're speaking with Dick Johnson this morning. Good morning, Dick.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
That is good. So we're going to be looking at your new track, Going Back to Trinidad. I had a listen to it, and it's a fantastic track. It's vibrant, it's fun, and it has an absorbed combination of different sounds. That's what I found when listening to it. I kind of wanted to have, firstly, a look at, you took influence from the 50s and 60s era of Trinidad and Tobago, and I wanted to know what fascinated you about this specific time period of music within this culture.
Yeah, well, it's just something that hadn't really with modern sort of electronic music hadn't been explored. I mean, a lot of people have sort of, you know, sampled all sorts of genres and eras of soca music, but no one had really touched on that, and we were a big fan of like the Mighty Sparrow and a lot of music from that era, and we just kind of we were sort of messing around the studio with some ideas, and we just kind of got this sort of backing track together, and it all happened really quickly. And we just sent the backing track that we'd done over to Rambunction, who's the singer on the track, and he loved it, and literally kind of sent it back the next day with this vocal on. It was just that era of soca music that we really love. It just had a certain sound and feeling, and whereas a lot of the modern stuff's kind of super fast and kind of, you know, almost, it's just very kind of commercial, and they don't really, it's all kind of, very electronic sounding synths, and I don't know, it's just, musically it's great, but there's not as much kind of soul in the production anymore with modern day soca, so.
So you work closely with Nick Dwyer. What is your guys' relationship when it comes to producing the music as a whole? Do you both have specific roles and different approaches to creating the songs that you make?
Yeah, well, I mean, Nick's background is obviously with radio and TV as well, and he is making tracks series, and it was kind of when he was doing making tracks and traveling the world and working with lots of different musicians around the world they were doing covers. I don't know if you know the show, but they were doing covers of famous New Zealand songs around the world. And on the back of that, really, we said, "Oh, you know, come on, let's get in the studio and do something because I really love the show." And he had sort of no background of producing music, mm-hmm. so that's what I've been doing for the last sort of 20 years. So. I guess to start with, he came in with all these ideas that he wanted to sort of get out there, and we kind of just started off just sampling music really from, the very first thing we did was this Ethiopian track actually, with a vocalist that he'd been filming over there, and awesome. So that was the first thing we did. But, so he's gradually starting to learn the production side of it.
What was your approach to producing going back to Trinidad and kind of moulding all these different sounds together to make them work? Did you have any troubles with the production side?
There's always troubles. we're together. It's just been like production-wise. That's why I love it actually, because it's just been such a massive learning experience for me. You know, some of the early things that we did was recording like steel drums, and we had we were actually down at Red Bull Studios, and we had like I think 25 steel pan drums all in the same room, trying to record them to a sort of four to the floor beat, and it was. It was incredible. It was like these sort of four generations of steel panners from, you know, like six-year-old kids to the grandparents. And, trying to get, it was like a good recording of that. That was quite an experience. So all the way, like these interesting instruments that I've never recorded or let alone even heard before. So yeah, figuring out how to record and mix those has definitely been a challenge. But we're going back to Trinidad. It was quite simple, really. It started off just as a sample of a old track, and as with a lot of our tracks, we just sort of start off with a sample and then build stuff around it and create our own thing, and then eventually the sample gets removed.
It gets removed.
Yeah, quite often. Yeah, I mean,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's quite a good creative process. It's just to start off, you know, because I'm not a musician, renowned producer. So it's always good to have a starting point with maybe a sample or you know, just something like that. And then we build things around that. And then, yeah, we like literally did that in a day. And we just started searching through Facebook for singers in Trinidad and Tobago, and we heard about Rimbunction before, and we just literally hit him up, and he sent the full vocal mixed back like the next day.
Mm.
Yeah, so that was awesome.
So why did you want to work with Rimbunction?
We just heard a couple of tracks, and also he produces videos, and videos are awesome. He does these animated videos and they're just so kind of fruity, and I just love the sound of his voice, and it just kind of fitted the track. It was a real party track, and so
it's like, stylistically, did he really add to the track and kind of like that soul sound that you were kind of searching for, like taking it away from that electronic feel and making it really rounded?
Definitely he's got a real kind of traditional a traditional style, but with a kind of modern twist to it as well.
Mm.
And we wanted the song to be about somebody leaving Trinidad but wanting to go back to Trinidad as well. And kind of the idea is that this guy's been working in London for several years, and he's excited about going back to Trinidad, and that's kind of that sort of comes across in the video as well that we've done for it.
Awesome. So, I mean, you've obviously like explored a different culture here, and I kind of wanted to ask, what has this exploration of music within Trinidad and Tobago kind of given you as a producer and somebody that works within the music industry?
It's just for me, just like how excited these guys that we worked with over there were to work with us. That's been a big thing for me. Just the whole process was super easy to do, and you know, quite often with these kind of big productions, it's often a process.
Mm.
So that was one real big thing for me.
Awesome. Hey, well, thank you so much, Dirk, for speaking with us this morning. We're going to play the track for everybody out there to have a listen to, and I hope you have a good rest of your day, and awesome. It's been really lovely chatting with you.
All right, thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye.
So this is Going Back to Trinidad, and it is from Weird Together, and we were just speaking with the producer.
Weird Together. Rimbunction. Oh my baby, yes I'm leaving in the morning on a plane again. Something missing the fun and the hot sunshine in Trinidad and Tobago. Send me back when I'm dead. I love the wine and the real good time, my people. Well, I'd rather be at home instead. I said, nice vibes, don't they? Next flight, don't they? Cause me island,
calypso music. Well, I miss it. I miss the lime. I miss the mood when girls get rude carnival time. Nice vibes, don't they? Next flight, don't they? Yes, I'm leaving in the morning on a plane, whether sun or rain. Baby, yes, I'm leaving in the morning on a plane, again. Baby, yes, I'm leaving in the morning on a plane, whether sun or rain. Baby, yes, I'm leaving in the morning on a plane, again.
Inside your session, gas up the place. I'm gonna get sweet, sweet calypso. Make the whole world know.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.